Ladies and gentlemen, that was The Wombats with Here Comes the Anxiety. Before that was Atomic Kitten, Feels So Good. And indeed it does on Different Strokes here.
Yes, it does.
Warm fuzzy feelings as we are shoe swapping now into our favourite toys when we were growing up.
Yes. And I have taken on, well, what you refer to as plushy toys, which it took me a while to figure out what exactly you meant by plushy toy. And so I Googled it. And that's what I normally do. But I've got a bit of a history of stuffed animals or teddy bears.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I found out some really interesting stuff. Like, who cares about, you know, all the marketing stuff that goes on now? But in terms of where the history of what a stuffed animal is, so a stuffed animal is a toy animal, right, that is normally stuffed with straw, beans and cotton or other similar materials. They were originally sort of used...
Now, we're talking stuffed toys here.
Yes.
Something very close to my heart, yes. Jade. And you know what? Stuffed toys aren't just made the same way as they used to be, I've noticed as well. So back in the old days, it was just cotton, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was like homemade cloth dolls and, you know, straw
rag
and all that.
Dolls.
And it actually goes back to the 1830s.
Oh, my God. Teddy's yeah. that old.
Yeah. But so, you know, they've obviously come a long way since then. But among the most popular types of sort of classic, if you will, stuffed animals are teddy bears and sock monkeys.
sock monkey sounds a bit weird.
Is actually like the most traditional of stuffed animals, and it was and you know, it's sort of a comfort thing because you know, every little kid has their own little teddy bear that they carry around everywhere. Mine was a rabbit, but it's, you know,
it's not the same sort of idea.
It's the same sort of idea. But, you know, in recent time, it's become like this collector's type situation. And I know several people in my family even who are like avid teddy bear collectors to the point that it takes over their entire life. But teddy bear collectors, right, are known as arctophiles.
Arctophiles?
Yeah.
Why make it sound like you're digging up, you know, Pharaoh's tomb?
Well, apparently it comes from the Greek words arcto means bear and philos means lover.
A bear lover.
Yeah.
That sounds like a whole fetish on its own.
But the name of the teddy bear, take a stab at where the name of the teddy bear came from.
I don't know, Theodore, some dude that discovered a bear in a jungle once?
Actually, very close. It was from one of the American presidents, Theodore Roosevelt.
Oh, teddy bear.
Yeah, and so he was, how it came about was he was on a hunting trip in Mississippi, and there were several other hunters competing, and most of them had already shot something.
Aww.
And so one of his sort of helpers, if you will, cornered and clubbed a American black bear. And they called, you know, Roosevelt to the site, and he suggested, you know, and suggested that he shoot it. But he refused to shoot it himself and saying that it was, you know, unsportsmanlike and all this kind of stuff, and instructed that the bear be killed and put out of its misery. And it became a political cartoon.
Hmm.
See, this is a really long story, but it's really important.
History of teddy bears.
Yeah, exactly.
And you think twice before you cuddle now.
What was that?
You think twice before you cuddle now.
And then, so, oh, now I've lost my train of thought.
Sorry.
No, it's okay.
You were talking about President Theodore.
Oh, so then there was a store owner who saw this drawing, right, of Roosevelt and the bear cub, right? And he was inspired to make this sort of new toy, right? And so he made this stuffed little bear cub, and he put it in the shop window with a sign that read Teddy's Bear. And so that is how it came to be.
That's how we enjoy teddy bears these days.
And these days you've got, you know, just billions of different types. You've got the Beanie Babies, which I can't believe how crazy people are about Beanie Babies.
Are they like the Beanie Kids?
I did some internet research on Beanie Babies, and there's like some really crazy people out there, like trying to get all, you know, because there's all these different types of Beanie Babies. Like, you can get a Beanie Teeny, and like, you know, there's every different animal under the sun.
Oh,
but
God.
there's certain ones that are collectible, and they're, you know, only short runs. And then if they don't have their tags on them, you know how they always come with their little tags on their ears, then they're worth less money. And it's just insane. But the most famous one, plush toy, if you will, of recent time is the Tickle Me Elmo.
Oh, my God, how cute.
Yes.
I think I'm just melting to the floor now.
It was in 1996, the must-have tie.
Oh.
The toy, sorry. And it was, there were so many different fights in North American toy stores to purchase it for Christmas, right? And there was a short supply. And so it hiked up the prices so drastically, right, that the toy was actually worth $28.99 US, and it fetched as much as
$1,500. $1,500 for, yes, Tickle Me Elmo.
Exactly.
Honey, why didn't anyone think of getting them from Kmart in Australia?
Well, see, it's crazy. And then, you know, since then we've had Tickle Me Cookie Monster, Tickle Me...
Oh, Cookie Monster doesn't have a same giggle.
It's interesting, isn't it? But that's, my friends, is the history of the plushie toy.
But you know what's more interesting about that is that, you know what, I've never been a teddy bear fan myself.
Mm-hmm.
You know what, I don't have a teddy bear toy, but you know what I do love is stuffed dogs, like little stuffed puppies, you know, like a little Shih Tzu toy.
Yeah.
And you know, there's a very famous picture of myself now on Facebook.
Oh, yeah, that one. That's hilarious.
Now, that is not a puppy, despite what a lot of people have called it.
That's a seal, isn't it?
That's a white fur seal. And there's me posing on a couch there looking very Dr. Evil. Like,
yes.
Or was it Dr. No? Whatever. Dr. No.
I've had hours of entertainment out of your photo albums. I really have.
So they're famous photo shoots with me and my stuffed toys. So, you know, I do love my stuffed toys very much. And like I said, guys, anyone else who wants to share their stuffed toy stories...
You know what I love about your photos, Dave?
What?
They look like they're, you know, people pay hundreds of dollars for those professional glamour shots, and you do them in your bathroom with the same effect.
Honey, what can I say? I make ghetto work. They don't call me ghetto fabulous for nothing. You're listening to Different Strokes on Joy 94.9. Coming up next is our Ask Jade segment, and I think I do... believe someone has cracked our theme already.
Oh, they have?
You got to check the SMS log.
Okay.
The other one. The recent one. Darling, the one on top. Come on, do I need a Melbourne
reference? Oh, yeah, it's Bhuvan.
Bhuvan.
Oh, here, yes, I think...
He said, the theme is groups with animal species in their names, like monkeys, kitten. Oh, so close. I don't know. I would sort of award that even. Oh, I'm not sure. I don't know if I should. Well, we did have Arctic Monkeys.
Yes.
But then we had Jamelia also.
Yes.
We did have Pussycat Dolls and Atomic Kitten. But, oh, actually, I can't argue. There's more songs to come. But so far, he is pretty much spot on, except for Jamelia.
How about we, at this stage, award a default?
A default, yeah. Because he is so close to it.
Yes.
But, yeah, I almost want to just give it to him now.
Yeah, okay. Well, how about we do that?
Well, you know what? We might want to offer it to someone else who can give a closer guess.
Mm-hmm. Or maybe Bhuvan will do a update on it.
Ah, he might refresh his initial entry.
Yes.
You're listening to Joy 94.9. Well, he and worry all his life away.
Saying a lot of prayers to the devil, I say, I say. You can listen to Different Strokes live on Joy 94.9, Wednesday nights, 11 to 1. For more information, go to joy.org.au or myspace.com/Different Strokes Radio.